It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm doing great. I'm still not quite sure if I got over that round table. It was kind of feisty today.
Well, thanks to you, I think. And they're going to be feisty. And let's talk a little bit about this election. But first, let's talk about Tuesday night, because we've done the last two presidential races, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. I think the first time I was in the studio with you on any election night was 2014, because I ran in 2010 and I was out of office. I wasn't running again. So 14, we started, and I think it came Wex days, and it's really every time since then.
I can't believe. So it's 2010 when you ran, and that's when I got to know you.
Yeah.
Which was, that was a great time. Well, look, you've been a great contributor and a great friend. John and I go to a lot of concerts together. He's my concert date. We went to ELO recently, which was fantastic. Every once in a while, we'll see some bands at the Pageant or the Old Rock House. So that's been a fun part of our relationship. But really, it's kind of about politics. Now, let me go back to 2016, because since John and I know each other, we can kind of debate back and forth, and we don't always agree, but we have, I think, a mutual respect. So you kept telling me in 2016, Trump's going to win. And I said, and it was based on the electoral path. Okay. I thought, I don't see the path where Trump can get enough electoral votes to win the election. Of course, then we're all in the studio. We're there with Mike Kelly and John Hancock.
That was a great night.
Oh, my God. And I'm sitting there at my mic spot on the KMOX side of the building in the studio, and I'm watching that New York Times thing, John. Remember that little needle thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And, you know, 85% chance that Hillary's going to win. 80% chance. 75%. I can still see Hancock and Kelly's eyes. If we're being honest, all of our eyes were like, is this really happening?
Yeah, I remember Kelly dropped his head, and I said, well, you know, what's going on? And he dropped his head because he got the turnout numbers in the city of St. Louis, and they were so far down that it was just an indication that something was off on his party. And obviously a great night. And that was interesting, too, because that was essentially, it was called pretty early.
But what were you seeing? What were the undercurrents that you were seeing? Was it mainly, because we're spending some time this hour talking about my friend Chris Smith and the way that I developed the relationship with Chris. That story will be on 48 Hours tomorrow night. As you know, Johnny would call my show, and, you know, I made the ill-fated wager with him. But he kept saying, Mark, you're not seeing what I'm seeing in rural parts of Illinois with working class people. I had, you know, Kelly, to his credit, he saw it with some union members, right?
Yeah.
But what were you seeing?
Well, first of all, through alternative media, I was, what we now know as a Trump rally, that's what's happening all across the country and all the key states. It was happening for weeks and weeks and weeks leading up to the election. It was not being covered by anybody. Nobody was covering the Trump elections. And I was, you know, you're hearing people are parking their car, they're walking a mile to get there, because now it's very well organized and they get
buses
covered.
And all this
all
stuff,
kind of
right?
Stuff. But
yeah.
It was like grassroots, pure grassroots. So that was the big part of it. I knew that blue collar people were turning that way. I was in a grocery store maybe a week before the election, and two guys were standing in line next to me, and these people look like, I mean, these guys look like they were not sophisticated political analysts, and they were talking about the election. They were talking about Trump. They were talking about, one guy said, I'm voting for the first time. And that's when I knew that there was something there. And secondly, I mean, Hillary was a much better candidate than Kamala is now, but Hillary, it was so disliked.
Likability factor was huge. Look, you know, the one story I always kind of share too from 2016, this was right, I think it was the end of February, it was before Super Tuesday. I'm in line, probably going to Las Vegas, John, because that's where I go, as you know. And I'm in the Southwest queue, and we're all lined up. I think I was in the A boarding group, right? We're all waiting to get on the plane, and there was a TV, and the TV was showing Marco Rubio. Little Marco at the time, he was known for. And who else? Who the hell was still in that race before Super Tuesday? Ted Cruz, right?
Jeb Bush.
So they're on the screen, right? Everyone, what do you people do when you're in the line, a queue, you're looking at your phone, right? You're kind of looking around, you're waiting to board. Trump comes on the TV. Every head in that line, John, Maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but I'm telling you, it was noticeable. People's heads went up. Now, a lot of that people that don't like him, they can't help but watch him because they're kind of obsessed with him. But the reason I bring all this up, because Selena Zito, who was on the show even this week, and she's great. She wrote a book about 2016 called The Great Revolt. She saw the undercurrents too.
Yes, it's great.
She said, and I think you might agree, that this feels a lot like 2016. Now, what I would say is this. I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. Sure. I just voted for a friend of mine in Wisconsin. I wrote his name in. I did vote for him in 2020. But I feel, this is anecdotal, I know people hate him, John. I know women hate him. But there's more people maybe that didn't support him the last two times that I think will enthusiastically this time.
Yeah, well, first of all, I mean, when do you get a chance to see what 4 years Trump looks like and, you know, and then 4 years of what the opponent looks like? And it's an unmitigated disaster what is the last 3.5-4 years. And people are looking for change. Heck, even Kamala's campaigning for change.
That's pretty awesome. That is true.
But, you know, here we are the Friday before, and as a supporter of Trump and somebody who's rooting him on, he's run a phenomenal campaign. He's really done an amazing job. He himself, I mean, there's gaffes, there's things that he says and how he says them. But if you had told me that Trump would behave the way he behaved the last 4 months leading up to this thing, I would be thrilled. And then secondly, there's this, I think what people are completely underestimating, and we talked about this before, you and I privately, where like Trump's kind of like Captain America, but then there's these four people around him that are the Avengers, you know? And that's JD, and that's RFK, and Tulsi, and that's Elon. And those are his surrogates. And individually, those guys are packing halls. When they go out, it doesn't have to be Trump. They can, JD can pack a hall. Elon can pack a hall. And I think when all is said and done and Trump's successful, I think a lot will be written about who those four people are and what they meant to the success of the campaign.
So let me just, and I'm feeling pretty good about the way things are trending, but let me throw a little cold water, just get reaction. I'm looking at these Senate races right now too. And I'm looking at all the polling, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the Democrats all lead in the averages. There's some late polling that's showing good things in the swing states. But for the most part, if you look at the patterns, I'm seeing a lot of blue in those states. The Democrats lead even in Nevada and Arizona. The only momentum is really favoring a Republican in maybe in Pennsylvania, which might be the only state that matters. But just your reaction to that, because you can argue that if Trump wins, you know, Nevada in particular, maybe even Wisconsin, he's going to drag Eric Hovde in Wisconsin across the line with him. Now, sometimes we split these votes too. So what are your thoughts there on the Senate makeup and what might happen related to that with the presidential race?
Well, it's such a favorable map for the Republicans this time around that, I mean, 51 Republicans will be a bad night for the Republicans. 52 seems very doable. I mean, you're forgetting about, you know, Sherrod Brown in Ohio, which is a red state, and he's the incumbent. What you're speaking of in all these races is that all the Democrats are incumbents, and it's really hard to beat an incumbent. So it looks...
Except for John Tester, apparently, because that's the one in Montana that's not close.
Yeah, he's done, and the same thing in West Virginia we're picking up.
Yeah, that's a Republican pickup.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that's two. That's plus two. So, like I said, 51's a bad night, I think 52. And
if you could pick off even one of those other ones, right? And if you get two and the White House...
Well, it's funny. There's not going to be a lot of drama in the Senate. Like I said, I think it's minimum 51's a bad night. It could be four or five. Some of these races are really neck and neck, and especially in the swing states. And if it's a bigger night than we think, the House is where it's interesting. If Trump does not get the House, then there's this long, horrible, twisted tale about whether or not the Democratic House actually accepts election results. You know, we won't go there, but they might.
Right. That's true.
We won't go there today. And then as far as legislatively, you know, what can you get done the first 2 years if you have split government, which you will have split government? And then in the midterms, it swings back over to the Democrats. They have a very good midterm map as far as picking up seats. So it's important that we get 53 or more, if we could, in the Senate and somehow win the House. The House is going to be... If we have a majority, it'll be about the same size it is now, maybe even narrower.
I have a friend of mine that grew up with the guy in suburban Chicago, and we still keep in touch. We're still friends. And he's always kind of my bellwether guy, John, because...
I know this guy.
He's literally voted for, you know, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Obama. He likes the winners. And I checked in with him yesterday. Now, he's in Illinois, so it really doesn't matter. It's moot. But he said, Tuesday I'll vote for Kamala Harris. I'm not impressed with her or her running mate. I don't know how you could be, but there's no way I can vote for Donald Trump. January 6th is the main reason. Other reason, his campaign didn't present anything that makes me see him as a better choice. I would disagree with that one. But I brought it up because of January 6th. Despite the enthusiasm that we have and a lot of Trump supporters have right now. And I do think that it's not manipulated. It's real going into Election Day. The fact of the matter is there's still a lot of people that hate this guy. Women, this may come down to women versus men, John, because we see the numbers. I think there's a lot of folks around here that are having votes canceled out. Men are voting one way. Mm-hmm. Women are voting the other way.
Well, I think that's all very real. Women are going to vote 54-55%, especially white women are going to vote for him in an overwhelming way. Married women vote for Trump. But that's just, I mean, that's the way we are. That's the way the electorate is. I mean, there's everyone that's not voting for Trump has a reason. A lot of them, it's January. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of it's abortion. A lot of them is just character. Some of them is democracy.
I heard one girl on Fox this morning, you know, they were doing like a little cafe. They'd been going out and interviewing people. And one girl was definitively saying that, no, I can't vote for Trump because he's going to take away my birth control. Because this Project 2025 crap that's out there, you know, that was their boogeyman. They kept lying about all these things.
Well, I mean, to women, abortion is birth control, Mark, and they think that somehow, some way, he's gonna pass a national abortion ban.
And, right.
You know, I mean, that's where the culture is where it is, and all this, it's so dishonest. Can you imagine if the Amendment 3 was simply, does a woman have the right to kill her baby in the womb? If that was the wording, because that's what it is, that's what abortion is. That side can't use that language. That side has to say it's about choice. It's about women's health, reproductive choices. And they don't want to say it's birth control, but the people who fall back on abortion use it as birth control, and that's what it is. And so, you know, like I said, everybody that's not voting for Trump, they've got reasons why, and that's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around the country.
Former Senator John Lamping. Okay, we talked about this on the roundtable just quickly on the Missouri stuff right now. Predictions on Amendment 2, Amendment 3, what are your thoughts?
I think three passes narrowly, sadly. I'm praying for a miracle. I think 7 passes, that's no ranked choice voting. All the statewides will all be Republicans.
Is it true that St. Louis is not included in the no ranked choice voting? That I saw some reference to that, which would suck. The city of St.
Yeah,
Louis.
Yeah, not that I'm aware, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that one's going to pass. Then the Lake of the Ozarks gambling boat's probably going to pass as well.
Yeah, that'll probably pass. Keogh's out, you know, working it pretty hard, and you know, there's not a reason not to vote for it.
It's been a weird cycle for me in Missouri because usually we have, you know, I was telling Becky this, John, you might remember this. No, this was before you knew me. In 2008, 3 weeks before the election, John McCain called me live on the air when I was on KMOX. The reason that happened, not because of me, it's because Missouri was a purple state at that time. And we kind of mattered in the whole, you know, scheme of, you know, the battleground states. We were a battleground state.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens if Amendment 3 does pass and it stays that way for a long enough period of time. You could have a lot of changes occur within the Republican Party. You know, suddenly, like, oh, we already have the guy who's going to be the speaker starting in January has already come out and said, look, if Amendment 3 passes, we have to respect the will of the people, which is pretty far from where people like Mary Elizabeth Coleman are in the Senate, who are going to do everything they can to get that back on the ballot and to get abortion out of Missouri again as soon as she can. So when things like that, some really linchpin foundational things in our ideology are pushed away and changed, then who knows where the change is going to end up?
John Lamping, I can't wait for Tuesday night. We're almost here. Although, again, I think you even texted me something to this effect. We may have to do a couple of weeks on the air to get a
sounds
final
that way.
Tally.
I heard a live interview after that. I texted that to you, that from the Secretary of State of Atlanta said they will have the vote by 10 or 11 o'clock on
well, let's hope that's the case.
Yeah.
We'll see you Tuesday night. Thank you.
Take care. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.